I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. British Prime Minister David Cameron appeared before Parliament today. He defended his government's handling of the riots in London and in other cities this week. Cameron admitted the initial police response was inadequate, but he said what he's calling the fight back is well underway, and he vowed to track down and punish those responsible. The Prime Minister also spoke about the role social media played in these disturbances. The World's technology correspondent Clark Boyd is following that part of the story. What exactly did the Prime Minister say today?
Well, right after he spoke, you saw a lot of things popping up on the internet saying that he said he's going to shut down all social networks, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So I thought it would be good, Lisa, if we played a clip of David Cameron and what he actually said. Here we go.
Free flow of information can be used for good, but it can also be used for ill. So we are working with the police, the intelligence services and industry to look at whether it would be right to stop people communicating via these websites and services when we know they are plotting violence, disorder and criminality.
That's Prime Minister David Cameron speaking earlier today. Is he, when he says whether it would be right to stop people from communicating with these services, is he talking about whether it would be legally advisable or technologically possible?
I think he's talking about a little bit of both, Lisa. One of the things that's come out in the wake of these riots is that people are using some of these tools to perhaps organize or incite some of this rioting that's going on. The BlackBerry messaging service has been singled out, although many would argue that that's not really an open social network. It's more of a closed network that you can use to communicate with a group of people via text messaging. So it seems like the British government is trying to decide whether it is technically possible to limit the people who can use these services, and then also trying to figure out whether it's legally and morally right to do such a thing.
So can they actually do what they're talking about in the British government? I mean, can they shut down either the BlackBerry messaging or these other social media outlets?
Well, Lisa, I think that there are ways that the British government could go about doing this. However, I think that there are compelling reasons for them to be hesitant in the amount that they're going to do. For example, the police have been saying that even something like this BlackBerry messaging service, people have been receiving messages and then forwarding the messages onto the police. It then becomes a tool that the police can use to help quell the violence and also possibly even be used in legal cases against those who are sending them out.
So police can use them for their own purposes. And Clark, this is filtering right in to Britain's struggle, which has been ongoing with issues around freedom of speech versus security.
Yes, exactly. And in fact, there are members of David Cameron's own party, the Conservative Party, who have come out very much against any kind of blockages of this technology like David Cameron was talking about. This is Patrick Mercer, who is a Conservative member of Parliament. Let's listen to what he had to say.
The point is that we have relatively small numbers of people imposing their will upon the largely decent masses of this country. If we start interfering with things like BlackBerry, then we start interfering very seriously and to my mind, quite wrongly, with our own liberties. We mustn't do that. That is actually giving in to the thugs.
Clark, I wonder, since you have covered internet censorship in many places, China, North Africa, if there are any similarities to what's happening right now in Britain?
Well, I think what you're seeing is a very similar struggle at the government level to try to do this balance between liberty, on the one hand, letting people communicate, say what they want to say, and security in a given situation. However, I have to say, in most of the instances that I've covered, especially in the North African examples, trying to shut these things down usually provokes a serious backlash, a political backlash against whoever is trying to shut it down on the one hand. And then, quite frankly, it seems to me that, that the people who want to communicate and are trying to communicate always seem to find new and different ways around it.
All right. The World's technology correspondent, Clark Boyd. Thank you, Clark.
You're welcome, Lisa.